Yo, welcome back to the listening party, party, party. I'm your boy Neek, and with me I got three of the best people that I know. Yo.
Hi, you guys.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing? How you doing, C?
You know, we here. We living, we breathing, we thriving. I'm hungry, so you might hear me snacking. Not even on caps.
Yeah.
Not even gonna hold.
I don't know why I did that. Zach, how you doing, man?
I'm good. Ready to pod.
Okay.
It's been a
short and sweet.
It's been a while. That's what Brittany
said. That's right. Yeah.
It's been a while.
Mm. And AJ, okay. How you been?
Not the Jodeci.
I'm doing good. But, you know, Georgia Smith's about to write some of the best music she's ever written in her life.
You said Jordan Sparks?
No, Georgia Smith.
Georgia Smith. Sure. She's running around with Mr. Toxic himself, Brent Faiyaz.
Get the classic.
Georgia.
I just got her vinyl too. Her Lost and Found one.
Yo, Brent.
Oh my God, that's going to sound great on vinyl, I bet.
If Brent samples Georgia on my mom, I'm going to cry laughing.
You're going to die.
That's so trifling.
Are you talking about which one? Are you talking about the Luda or?
I feel like he would sample the Luda.
Yeah. All right, so guys, it's been a while since we've been back
Nick,
here.
How are you doing?
Oh,
yeah. How you living?
Yeah, I'm all right,
man,
I guess.
Not the
well, it's just that time of the year again where summer meets fall. You know, my sinuses start acting up. School starts. Just a lot of stuff. You know, it's a big melancholy time. You know, a lot of highs, but sometimes there's some lows too during this time. Mm-hmm. So. We're just going into another fall, you know. Excited though about music,
finally,
and that's why we're here.
Ooh, this summer was musty.
It's hot,
right?
Big stank.
Yeah. But in the midst of all that must and stank, music was released. Good music, and I'm pretty sure you guys have kept your fingers on the pulse. You've been weeding through the weeds, and you've been picking out
weeding
gems.
Through the weeds.
So I need to know. Okay. Hey, I like that. Sure. What have you been listening to on rotation here? See?
I've been listening to like specific songs. Mm-hmm. So Duke Deuce released the remix to Just Say That. That shit been hitting.
Yeah.
Listen, that's the one time I'm like, okay, Quavo, I see what you're doing. But it's Duke Deuce, Glorilla, and Quavo. That remix go off. And then Mozzie, I have been listening to In My Face with YG, 2 Chainz, and Saweetie.
Mm-hmm.
That it's just, they be going off. It's, I don't know, the LA, West Coast, Bay Area. I'm like, yes. This is what I needed. Lakia's released a single with Gloss Up called Real Bitch. She sampled Kaya, My Neck and My Back.
Oh.
And my favorite part of the song is when she goes, my neck, my wrist. If he ain't got a check, he ain't talking about shit. And I'm like, I like that. DJ Khaled released his project. I did not listen to it.
Damn. Not tell her what you didn't listen to it to listen lately. That's crazy.
I didn't You're listen to it, but You're somebody sent me a song that they think that I would like. And I did like it, which was Bills Pay with Lotto and the City Girls.
Okay.
And a sample of Lights, Camera, Action.
Yeah.
I did listen to the TikTok song Munch. I don't.
I don't.
It's going off.
But that's only because it's that one part of the song. When you hear the whole thing, it's not that good.
Right.
And I think that's what's irritating me with a lot of TikTok songs. It's like you'll pick the epitome, and it's either at the very beginning of the song.
The epitome.
Or the very end, and it's just bad, the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, and Coi Leray released a new single called Flash It. She gave a snippet on a reel on her Instagram, and I was really excited for it. It actually flows. It's a nice vibe. But, yeah, mainly a lot of singles.
Okay. Zach, man, what'd you be listening to?
I listened to that Jay-Z album that featured a whole bunch of artists and DJ Khaled.
Oh, my God.
So the DJ Khaled album, okay.
Yeah, I listened to that.
You put yourself mainly, through that?
Mainly I listened to the Jay-Z verse because that nigga is 50 something. I just want to keep reminding people that this nigga is in his 50s and he can do that. Mm-hmm. What else? I have been listening. I've been spinning back on Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. Mm-hmm. Just a revisit, because I feel like every time I listen to that album once again, it's something else that I'm drawn to.
That's Kendrick, folks.
Yes. Yes, Kendrick Lamar's album, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. I have been listening to the Silk Sonic project in A Night or Evening with Silk Sonic. Mm-hmm. Because I got the vinyl, so yeah. Beep, 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 beep. Talk to him nice, okay.
Talk to me nice.
I've been listening to Goblin from Tyler Creator. I feel like,
wow,
yeah, I wanted to. What's
that, 2012?
It is Goblin? 2011.
2011, okay,
yeah, high school.
Mm-hmm. Jesus, ooh. That's when everybody was on the
oh, yeah,
oh, that was yeah, time.
Everybody wanted to be.
Skateboarder.
Oh yeah. So yeah, I just spun that bag.
Wayne started while I was that in the gym.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're gonna talk about it. speaking of Wayne, River Story. I'm gonna let AJ take the majority of it. Whoever whatever Lil Wayne that was, however, whatever regimen of drugs he was on that day,
Jesus.
Whether it's what? None or all of it,
uh-huh.
He needs to do that.
I thought AJ was going to be like, he what said time too many times.
What are you talking why about?
Why would I
say that?
Because that's you or haters.
His verse on
Jay's album.
On Jay's album on Just in Time.
Just in Time, yeah.
Oh.
Snapped.
Which has been featured on like ESPN. It was like a Sports Center thing. And they didn't play Jay's part. They just played Wayne's part. Wayne went off or whatever.
Because niggas love Wayne.
Yeah.
So. And I don't understand how people are talking about his, trying to compare his verse on God Did with Jay-Z's verse. I'm like, no, that's not the Wayne verse that came out that weekend that we can talk about.
Let's just address the elephant in the room. That verse wasn't all that.
I'm sorry, what verse wasn't all that?
Jay-Z's verse was not all that.
All right, y'all, so.
Y'all, I didn't listen to that album, so I can't.
Hold on. I did not listen
to the project. I can't give a take.
I can't really either. Sorry.
Right.
I've been hearing about it.
They refuse to listen to it.
Well, I like Bills Paid.
I told AJ I'm not listening to it.
Well,
that Jay-Z verse.
We're not doing this.
We are. What else do we come here to do?
This is a shenanigan.
I don't know what you come to do.
That verse. Okay, it's not all that.
I mean, we do give.
No, it's not a bad verse.
Unsolicited thought.
Yeah.
On a musical landscape.
Look.
Y'all are swearing by this verse. And
I mean, but when's the last time we've heard from Jay other than now?
It's been a while.
That's fine.
Like, and then he came back and he's like,
hey, this is the best verse of all time. This is what niggas are saying.
Relax.
Whoa.
Them niggas need to relax.
Who said that?
The niggas on the interwebs.
Okay, that's niggas on the internet.
Why do you have to do this every time?
Bro, the niggas that's saying that, the same niggas that be having deep ass conversations in their living room talking about we need to start a podcast. They're the same niggas. We not doing that.
What's the nigga that just got canceled? The,
I don't fucking shit, know.
Andrew something? Andrew Tate. Yeah. Andrew Tate ass niggas. That's who's talking
Zach,
about that shit.
Nah, now, Zach.
I'm saying that this is a great fucking verse.
That's not what you said when you talked to me the first time.
What did I say?
You were sounding like them niggas.
I said that y'all niggas got put on notice. That's what I said.
No one's putting no one on notice with that
you
verse.
You just let a 50-something out rap most it's of the Jay-Z. Niggas that dropped something this year.
It's not hard. It is not hard.
A 50-something-year-old man.
So, AJ, what have you been listening to lately?
Some of the best rapping of all time on Jid's album.
Oh, my God. Okay.
That project is fire.
Mm-hmm. What's the name of it?
The Forever Story.
Okay.
That's all I've mostly been listening to. Yeah. I've been back to Beyonce. I've been back to Steve Lacy.
That song has crack in it.
What
song? That song has crack.
I wish I knew you wanted me.
I think it's number 2 on the Billboard right now.
Yeah, I was surprised. Like, it's like
my kids be singing it at the school. I'm like, damn.
Steve is going off right now. Shouts out to Steve Lacy.
That crossover potential. Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's that Jid.
Might I suggest you don't fuck with my sis? Cause she comfortable.
That's right.
Comfortable in my skin.
But
yes, Beyonce, of course.
I did listen to some of that Khaled project.
Some
and turned it off.
There's a few good songs.
Oh my God.
I was going to say, I mean, if you listen to some, that means there's something on there that's playable.
Oh, I was doing my journalistic duty.
I've been listening to Chris Brown's, the section of the Chris Brown album that I said that was fire.
Can I get a taste?
That Danger Mouse and Black Thought. I listened to that. That was pretty good.
It's on my, like, I'm going to listen to it list that I feel like is going to end up being one of those ones I forget about.
All right. I don't know if I've talked about him on here yet, but Red Veil, I keep going back to that. PJ.
Always.
But I mostly, been back to that Denzel for a little bit, but mostly it's been that JID since it dropped. Because it's just that good.
Run that shit back.
I actually was listening to albums, not just singles.
Damn.
And it was a specific year too. Damn.
12 or 16?
Not 12. I think 15, 16. Because Trap Soul and then Channel Orange and then Control.
Channel Orange is 12.
Yeah. Shit. Well, it was mixed between the two. And then what is that album called? Nothing Was the Same. Jesus.
Mm. Yes. Afropic.
And yep, and then 13. Hotels.
Okay.
Yeah, the deluxe one.
For me, I had to go back because it's been a while. Listener, we haven't recorded since like late or early August, late July, whatever.
It's been that long.
Yeah. Demi Lovato had a song called 29. I thought it was you like it. You don't like it.
I am so sorry, Fez. She aired your shit out.
She did, yeah.
She aired his shit out.
She did, yeah. You know, how old was she at the time?
17. Yeah, yeah, 17, yeah. 29, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little pattern with him.
So, I like that song. The Offset song, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It was pretty good.
It was pretty good, you know.
I like the song with him and Moneybagg Yo.
Offset's going to be better than the other two.
Yeah.
Why are you whispering that? That's bad.
have y'all listened?
I used to listen to Unconfused shit. Like I
gross.
I even like the song on God Did, and I'm like, I can't do this because I'm looking for an Offset verse.
Have y'all listened to Dami and JD Beck? They're two musicians who I know Thundercat and what's his name and Anderson .Paak have really been behind. They're two musicians. They have a Tiny Desk. They're pretty good. Their album's called Not Tight. It's really I like the fact that R&B is starting to, you know, be played by everybody. You know, I'm always down for music being played by everybody, putting their spin on it. You know,
that's why this whole R&B is dead conversation is so fucking
it's
stupid.
It's stupid, yeah.
Well, it's no longer true. It was like, maybe it was true maybe 5 years ago.
Diddy was but hitting one too many times.
The reason why I don't want to say it's dead because R&B has evolved into more than just what Diddy was growing up with, you know, and what he was a part of in the 90s and early 2000s.
There's a lot of subgenres.
Exactly. Because even with Lacey involves a lot of rock elements into his R&B, you know, and vice versa, you know.
And Bryson introduced like the trap soul version of it. So, you know, you have people like, I don't know the niggas' names because I don't know who the fuck they are, but you know.
Yeah.
That sound.
So I was listening to Black Radio, went back to Robert Glasper with another, was that 2012, 2011? I love Glasper. Like, he did I think the Miami orchestra was playing a lot of his songs, and I missed it because it was live, and the only way you could watch it was live. They weren't going to record or anything like that. Bilal was there singing one of his songs, Matter. What is Love? You remember that song? Like, just imagine that with a live orchestra. Being Bilal, you know, probably producing stuff and in and out. Trying to make this really quick. Let's see here. So I'm looking, scrolling through my Spotify. Of course, I wasn't going to take too much time, but yeah, Forever Story is just dominating everything, y'all. Like, JID, like, I was telling AJ the other day, I love introspective albums, especially from rappers. You know, the whole rap genre has been dominated by guys who are very protected. They don't want to expose themselves. But a few artists have been able to get, sharing who they are, and people, the masses really enjoy that, you know, because again, we're all people, we all love stories and whatnot. So him just sharing about him and his, you know, his siblings primarily, sister and them, brother and them, you know, mm-hmm. we can go through the tracks. I really love this JID album, and I hope that the acclaim that he has received from the critics matches whatever he goes touring. Well, yeah, they're gonna sell out. He's gonna make his end on that. You know, Dreamville's gonna make that money.
Seeing
as well.
The stuff from his Made in America set, like mm-hmm. I was into another podcast, and they were just like, "You're never gonna be on that stage again. They're gonna put you. You're gonna be on the big stage. Like they,
yeah,
that's a different kind of animal that he has now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he. I mean. He should be his album should be nominated for one of the best rap albums of this year.
Oh yeah, most definitely. That.
I'm trying to think through it, and he should win.
Wow, over Kendrick. And I'm gonna be honest with you, I like this album more than Mr. Morale, The Big Steppers. It's because
it's got more replay value for sure.
Yeah. I just really, really love this album. It hits me in a different way. I went back and listened to Electric Lady, Janelle Monáe's album.
Electric Lady.
For me, it slept on too much.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Because I know when she
all
came
of her
out.
Catalog, she slept on.
Her song with Erykah Badu.
Oh, yeah.
I a freak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
her
was
Dirty
good.
Computer album.
Now, I didn't like Dirty Computer
as
much as Electric Lady. Electric Lady was the both of them were conceptual.
Electric Lady is my favorite one by her.
Yeah, he was on Electric Lady.
Electric Lady, that was her, like, moment. Okay, she's
But I think a lot of people like Dirty Computer because that's what she, like, basically said, you know, she's queer. And, you know, I think it also the time that it hit as well.
That's why I was trying to avoid the language I was about to use. I was about to say that, like, Electric Lady was her coming out party. And then I was like, Dirty Computer is like.
We got the pink.
Yeah. I meant, like, musically. And I realized that she actually had legitimate coming out party for her album.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So Arc Android was good, too.
Yeah. And Arc Android, yeah, it was. That whole series was really good. I'm trying to think what else. I've talked about this band Phoenix. They're coming out with a new album. I can't wait for it. Mm-hmm. And that's basically it.
You want to know a song that I have not stopped playing, even though it's just a snippet?
What's that?
It is Halle Bailey singing Part of Your World. That bitch.
Can I confess something real quick?
Yes.
I'm very emotional when it comes to music.
I teared up at that teaser. That teaser, and it wasn't because, like, oh, we got a black Ariel. Her voice.
That song has always gotten to me. Even when the original from 1989, like, has always. Because she hits highs, the lady who sung Ariel, and then she matches perfectly with capturing the emotion, with the emotion of it. And you know who did. What's the old white lady's name? Bang Bang Into My Heart.
Oh, Jessie J.
Jessie J did a version. Disney did and she covered A Part of Your World, and she killed it too. Like, that song has always, you know, got me. Just always gets me. So this
very well written song.
This is well written. My Lord.
I'm gonna have to get carried out the theater. I already know. I'm gonna throw my shoe. I don't care. I'm gonna throw my shoe because of how she.
I'm sorry. God. You know what? And for anybody, if you listen to this and you got something to say about a black Ariel, you can literally. I'm not gonna finish that. I was about to say something really crazy.
Suck my left titty with some bleach, bitch.
That's right.
Nuts. How about that,
yeah. Bro?
You just suck my dick.
It is 20.
I'm gonna let y'all say
because it is 2022. I ain't never seen so many comments on TikTok just talking about, she doesn't have the hair. Bitch, we know you ain't talking about the hair. You just don't want to see a nigga underwater. That's all it is.
Hans Christian Andersen was Danish. Why wasn't she Danish? Like, what?
But yet you're trying.
Then the Danish
people
are like, do you think we live under the water?
And Danish has black people.
Like, hi,
newsflash, y'all. The original book of The Little Mermaid, her skin was green. So, like, I mean. hey, what do you want to do? And then you want to put in your comments and your recommendations saying, oh, Ariana Grande should have been her. She's Italian. That's not Danish. Shut the fuck up.
They wanted somebody white with a tan.
Yeah, that's all it is. Yeah. Nope. Mm-hmm. Hallie got it.
Yep.
And she got her locks.
Bitch.
So I think that's a, yeah, go ahead.
Period.
What the fuck is you talking about?
I just had to go ahead and put that out there because I'm
can't
tired
wait
of
for
it.
This movie to come out.
And who's that girl you posted to us that Disney got going on? We speaking of black princesses?
Oh, Asha?
Asha.
Yes, I'm excited.
We don't even know the story yet, and we
it's
salute her.
It's about the origin of the Wishing Star.
Okay, there we go. So, we do got a story then.
But it's like one of the main characters' focus. She's black. Like, she has, look like she got knotless braids in her head. So I'm like,
come
oh
on.
My son.
Come on.
Look, we got...
She better not be an animal 90% of the movie, or I'm flipping out. Or an inanimate object.
A star.
So
a fucking star.
She's the star. Oh,
bro.
God.
Shouts out. No, shoot.
Speaking
yeah.
Of-
bro, I love you so, but yeah.
She better not be fucking Evangeline from The Princess and the Frog. Shut because up. It's on the Wishing Star. I will flip all this shit over.
So, speaking of movie trailers and emotional music, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever trailer.
Yeah.
My feelings. Oh, Tim's.
What was it? Woman Don't Cry? Yeah.
Woman
Don't Cry.
So Tim's singing that?
Mixed with We Gonna Be Alright.
What?
Right?
That was her.
Yeah.
Y'all got your white picked out?
We Gonna Be Alright.
Huh?
You got your white picked out?
Oh, child. I got a head wrap. We good.
Nah, that's facts. I need head wraps. In the-
When is the release date for that movie?
November something.
It's the week before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I mean.
Yeah.
Don't get me to lie.
Yep. So we're ready for that. All right.
As the blacks. We're...
Oh, yeah. How we coming out for Wakanda Forever? We doing the same thing for Little Mermaid.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
Talk to him.
Of course, because let me tell you something.
November 11th.
I will find me a quick little 32-inch red bust down and pop up. I don't give a fuck. Okay?
Let's take a break. And we'll be right back after this. And we're back. Wow. So welcome back. Guys, now it's time, because I didn't do a rundown, because it's been forever since I've been here. I didn't tell you what we were doing before we left. But now it's time for our Bop or Not segment. So with this segment right here, AJ, you ready?
Oh, all right. Shit, no.
Just making sure that he's ready. Listen, if this is your first time, our Bop or Not segment is where we have four new tracks for Lil Lucy's, not connected to any album, but could be part of an album, future album, by four artists. And we're just going to assess them. If we love them, we would call them a bop.
Period.
No? Giving them love and giving them their adoration. Unfortunately, you heard him cock that gun. Yeah, there it is again. If it's not a bop and we classify it as a not,
trash,
we put it out of its misery. Mm-hmm. Simple enough, right? Okay. And there's four of us, so we might be,
I got that motherfucking thing on me today.
You do? Okay. So we might be split, we might all feel something, we might all hate something. You never know. That's why we do this.
You might end up getting gay.
Mid! Yeah. And there's that too, mid, you know. All right, we ready?
Let's go.
All right, first up we have Alone. That's the name of the track by YG.
Gotta leave the streets alone, tryna leave the streets alone. Somebody pray for me, cause the streets play for keeps. In love with this life,
you would
but it's
pick
hating
that part.
Me. Blicky took, can't
you
no nigga play with
part.
Me. You would've thought the money would be changing me. Stick it between, keep the
can we leave this song alone now?
God. AJ wanted to bring it in and fade it out, y'all.
Nigga, no.
Oh, God.
Absolutely not. No.
We're in agreement.
No.
Can we go ahead?
No.
Absolutely.
It's a not.
It's a not. No.
Talk to him.
No. I don't know what the fuck YG, listen, let's talk. come on.
Come on. Sit down.
what is going on with this singing stuff? Because you did it on Toxic. And I was like the sample still hits. The Mary J. sample and the verses still hit. It's like, oh, okay, cool, it can rock. But when you start in the song off with singing and you can't sing.
You can't sing, you nigga. Can't, stop.
You can't sing. Like, your samples come in at the right time. Like, the samples are perfect, but you can't fucking sing.
Can
you sing?
Can I?
No! Absolutely.
Can I just play this real quick? Play what? This is the nigga that I'm looking for. Cause this nigga is
Oh, that nigga's gone. That nigga gone.
This nigga and DJ Mustard put together a hood classic, and then I don't know what to turn. What this nigga turned in after that? Like, where is this nigga at? Like, I hate this shit, bro. Like, even the song he did with Cole a while back, I was like,
Scared Money?
Yeah,
it was okay.
It sounded like he was trying to do this kind of shit, and it just was not. It was not it at all.
I think,
like,
he's trying to get more into the mainstream approach and not necessarily with the, you know, what he's known for as far as
I just got done saying that these guys. Yeah. It's nice that they show a softer side, and here y'all go. No, I'm playing. It sucked.
moving on.
All right, next up, we got That Was Me by Russ.
Oh my God, I hate it more with the little background thing.
Shut the hell up, Zach. You picked it.
Pro Tools. Pro Tools and Fruity Loops. That's what it sounds like to me and you.
What is this?
Now what we gonna do?
You know that was me staying up, putting work.
Cut it off.
The fuck. Just wanted to get to him.
The GD fuck. What the? How the?
I said before we got on mic, I was like, who picked Russ? Not to discredit Russ, because he has some songs where it's like, oh, okay. Like, he's not a bad artist, and he is independent. I'm not gonna take that from him. But the song is too fucking long.
As fuck, bro. That song is long as fuck.
Long. And it was giving me, I made this beat when I was going through insomnia. And like, I don't like it. I don't. And I know people are going to be like, well, you don't like, I don't like it. I've heard other things by Russ that is better. And I don't like this at all.
Russ is talented.
He is very. Like,
yeah.
It's weird about all of this.
The better question is, Zach. Why in God's name did you pick this?
You could have put Coi Leray. It's okay.
I didn't look. I went and looked at the new release thing.
You picked the first four tracks you saw and just kept it moving, huh?
No, I did not, actually. Because if I would have picked the first four, it would have been even worse.
Oh, damn. Well,
God. So you curated this list?
I had to, because otherwise, if I could find the list, if I find it, I'll come back and say something about it.
I thought he was about to blame me.
No.
Because I was, you know,
looking out. I was trying to look out.
When he said, you know, AJ was like, what's the format? I was like, okay. I was doing some stuff. And then I was like, and then Zach went ahead and did the work for me. I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to push back. Let's go with this.
So, oh, gosh.
And, I mean, some days we go, some pods we going to have, you know, four questionable tracks, you know?
Yeah. So we would listen to the new Roddy Ricch song, a G Herbo song. The YG song, mm-hmm. and the Russ song. So.
Okay.
Roddy and the G Herbo?
Yeah, that could have. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a Roddy fan. No. I'm thinking of Rod Wave. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Right. I'm sorry.
The
so, okay. That was you, Russ, with the knot. So, next up, we have. Next up, we have. Thank you.
Oh,
I'm here all through the weekend.
Today is Sunday. Go ahead.
Next up, number three, we have Fuck Nigga Free remix by Glorilla featuring JT and Lotto.
Glorilla. Woo!
Ain't shit free by me. You a flogging ass hoe, nigga. Acting like you own, nigga. You ain't been a shit since that PPP loan, nigga. Anyway, pussy good, so I'm put up. Astro sitting free.
If y'all can see the faces at this fucking table, y'all, like.
No, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I could have done without this remix, to be honest. And y'all know I love me a good ratchet shit female rap artist song, I mean, especially with other fellow female ratchets that like to get the club turned out. I don't know. And then on top of that, apparently Sweetie was supposed to be on the track, but her verse got scrapped. They did leak the verse on TikTok. I personally liked her verse. I felt like it could have, because the beat switches up on Sweetie's verse, I felt like it really could have amped it up. And then because her verse was quick enough, Glorilla could have just like done the rest with her song. But yeah,
it added nothing to the song, and I think that's why
we could have done without it.
Like, it didn't, if it would have been like one of them would have snapped or something like that, it'd have been like, okay, so yeah,
that's
we got
what I was expecting from Lotto.
That's what I was expecting from Lotto, too. And she, it wasn't a bad verse, but it was not a
she added, like, added nothing to the song. The song was okay by itself.
Yeah, that was really, granted, I was really pulling for this to be the one of these that I'd be like, oh, okay, and then it was just like, oh, well,
Yeah, at least you hit mid. Hit mid for me. I mean, it wasn't that
mid
for me. It wasn't that bad. That bad, you know. Mm-hmm. It didn't take it that much away from me.
It was there
because you had the. I mean, you still got the production that still thumping or whatnot, and yeah. So
when you do a remix, you gotta.
You gotta really come hard with it.
It has to be the best of the versions of the song.
I mean, shit, Sweetie did a My Type remix, and I never expect Janae to rap on a fucking song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
on a Sweetie song at that. And JT was on that too, and she did way better on that than she did with this.
Could have been worse. We could have had Carisha on here. Okay.
How do y'all think Flamilly would have sounded on that? I don't think her voice is
her
is
voice.
Match,
would,
match.
It would have been too much of a difference.
Yeah. Rico.
That would have been nice.
It would have added to the like
that
could have
worked
of the,
because like, Glorilla actually did a rock version of Fuck Nigga Free, and somebody was playing it on an electric guitar, and somebody was like, if Travis Barker was playing drums, that would have went off. And if Rico was on it, that would have been perfect. If she did that, Glow, do that.
It could have been. It could have been. I think it could have been worse. So I'm going to agree with the mid on it because we could have got Gucci's verse on Crew. Which is like my standard for why did we do a remix. Like Crew is a perfect song, and then you got Gucci's verse on that shit.
Oh,
that it is.
Yeah.
And that's the one they play on the fucking radio when they play it.
Yeah, why?
Because they hate us.
All right. Last but not least, we have
Bryson Tiller.
We have Bryson Tiller. I was seeing what was going on. Bryson Tiller with his song Outside.
I don't want to talk about it. Can we just not and say we did?
We're inside, so I don't think we have to talk about it. Can we just like not play?
Y'all,
it?
No. That's what we have to do this segment.
Okay, 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 okay. Jeez.
Why not polish 10 toes down?
Not.
This is just the not section today.
Yes, everything was a no.
all of it. All of it. No.
And he said it's the underdog season.
And for the listener, so you don't have to go and listen to the rest of it, the beat never really drops.
It doesn't. It just stays like that the whole entire time. The and audacity. I feel like the beat overpowers his voice.
The audacity of you to use that.
Here's the thing. I don't know if I said this on.
I was expecting Jack Harlow to come in. I'm not even okay.
Ew.
It made sense.
No. I don't know if I've said this to you, C, because I think I've been respectful. Maybe I have. I call him Dad Hat, and I just.
Oh yeah, he reminds me of an A&T nigga.
I've never really seen it for him. I know you love Trap Soul. I know you're not as big on Anniversary. But this was just another confirmation that I've never seen it for Bryson Tiller. Never. And he does stuff like this. You remember this song, guys? You know? It,
hey,
like,
remember?
I like subtle samples. And this was the furthest away from that.
Subtle.
It's not. Yeah.
Changed, two or three things in it? And then
like,
yeah.
But my thing is, like, previous singles he's done. Like, because he's released Canceled. And I'm like, canceled is better than this. Like, you have a single with fucking Thug, and I'm like, that's better than this. What the fuck was that? Like, I...
He's too damn happy.
Yeah, yeah, your whole appeal is, like, depressed. I want my girl back.
This is Usher when he got married.
Usher when he got married was still better than
that. That was still better. Nigga had Moving Mountains.
Right, but still, people hated it.
I liked it.
Yeah, but it was very, like... It was very pop music.
Yeah. I was a hustler and a player girl before I met you. That's my shit. Oh, my God.
All right. So, basically, we should never let Zach pick out the songs again.
Yeah,
all right,
of them shits up. Was yeah. bad.
Look, it was going to be ugly either
it
way.
It was slim pickings.
It was going to be ugly.
Yeah.
Thank God. I thought about doing the,
whatchamacallit? Or at least one song off of the EP from last week.
Uh-huh.
But I was like, if we're going to be talking about the whole
thing. Why are you shaking your head like that? The EP's good.
No. Don't spoil it yet. Let's take one more break, y'all, and we'll talk about Ari Lennox's new album and EP and
Courtney,
whatever
we
else.
We don't have a talk.
Let's listen. Yeah.
Courtney, we...
All right. And we're back. We're back. We're back. So, listener, we have the privilege of reviewing an artist that we all enjoy here. We call her, well, some people call her the first lady of what? Of
Dreamville.
Of Dreamville, yeah. And I'm talking, of course, by Ari Lennox. So Ari Lennox just released her second album, second LP.
Allegedly final.
Yes. Entitled Cap. Age, Sex, Location.
Cap.
Yeah, I believe that as much as I believe Doja Cat.
I low key believe Doja Cat more.
Yeah.
But we're talking about Ari. So Ari Lennox is she in the past she has said she's over, you know, it's just music business, which is common with a lot of artists. They're just tired of, you know, it's not about music. It's about image.
Tired of the way you treat me.
Yeah. And by she's talking about the treatment of the record labels typically. So guys, I'm excited because Ari Lennox is very unique. I was excited about this album. She does not sound like the rest of the girls out here in the music world. She has a very just distinctive voice. And so what we have here, 12 songs, 41 minutes, you know. So she was here for a good time, you know, not a long time. Mm-hmm. But she did. I would be remiss if I didn't mention this. And I know we're reviewing the album, but she did release a little EP a week prior, I believe, right? Yeah. To releasing this album.
Away Message.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to get into that. We'll talk about that. But I just want to let you know that she basically released two projects, if you will. But we're going to review the album. So,
streaming game.
Yeah, there you go. I'm done talking. Who wants to start off? You know,
I will.
Yeah, go ahead and do that. Go ahead. I'm about to light this shit up.
Oh no, not light it up.
Go ahead.
All right. So here we are. The EP came out. Mm-hmm. I waited a few days. I was like, all right, I'm gonna work. I'm gonna listen to it. And I'm like, huh?
So you start with the EP first.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And I'm like, huh? And I was like, huh? And I got to, and I'm like, okay. And I text Zach, and I said, Zach, I hope this is not what is to come, because I am not, no, these are not it. Not so much because conceptually the songs were very uniquely written, not conceptually because the music wasn't good. It was her singing on those tracks were not the best. And so because her singing were not the best on those tracks on the EP,
I'm gonna disagree with you on that. I think the singing was fine. She's in a studio. Ain't nobody gonna make her sound bad. I just don't think it matched. It does not match.
That actually is probably accurate way of saying it. It didn't match. And so her voice is unique and is a style of music that her voice should cater to. Mm-hmm. So like not settling that. I don't even know how to describe it. But how not settling was good. Like her voice matched with that. The gummy And what's the other one?
No, she Queen Space was on there, even though I think Queen Space was a
Queen Space is actually single. On the album.
Yeah, it's on the album too.
I have no problem with Queen Space.
Yeah, Queen Space is fine.
But the other tracks on there outside of not selling
Tatted, like, Gummy, and Bitter.
Yeah. Mm-mm. No. Okay. So album comes out.
Okay.
I listen to the album.
Yeah.
I was like, it's okay. And so I had to give it the good try.
Mm-hmm.
Give it a second listen.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right, what tracks do I like and which tracks do I not like? I only came away not liking Hoodie.
Okay.
The other ones were good to okay.
Okay.
I like Hoodie's. Can I be in that hoodie?
So, remember, I was surprised at how much of this album that I liked.
Yeah.
After that, I listened to that EP.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I like this one. And like, and then it all fit. And I'm like, okay, this is good. I'm impressed.
Mm-hmm.
What Ari needs is to get her ass in a studio with Erykah Badu.
Okay.
Yeah.
Erykah.
Match stylistically.
Matches stylistically.
Yeah.
Erykah.
That's how I felt with No Settling.
Right. Yeah. And so her voice is very similar to Erykah's. Very.
You can tell soulful. She grew up listening to Erykah.
So mm-hmm. Soulful. Very girl like.
Even Shea butter and waist beads and incense.
Right. And so Erykah always came off as the homie that lived two doors down. And so, call Tyron, all that stuff. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's Erykah's vibe has been. Like, the whole, the doula, all the other stuff, whatever, is whatever. But Erykah's always been next door type vibe. And I think if Erykah, she got in the studio with Erykah, it would work.
All right.
Number two, her bag is being nasty, too. Stop by. Yeah. Pressure, Leak It. Like she was, I'm like, oof. I'm kind of.
Yeah.
Okay. Those are my thoughts. It was good. I like most of it.
All right. I guess I'll go ahead. Unless you want to say something really quick, Zach, or
no, I'm reserving.
All right, so I'll get a little bit more further in the tracks because we know C is going to go last.
I'm not gonna say it was a dumpster fire.
Plenty of Fish is good. POF. She starts off with that. Hoodie. I see why Hoodie's kind of tongue in cheek and supposed to be kind of, you know, the vibe is still there. I'm not the biggest fan of the lyrics.
It's the placement of it because it is the second song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plenty of Fish was unique because Plenty of Fish is a dating app.
Yeah.
Playing with the.
Yeah, that's the theme of the project is the whole
It's before her Eat, Pray, Love journey.
So I will say this. The only one of these songs that you could tell, like, I didn't mind her kind of venturing out the box, and it was one of the singles was Pressure. Everything else, Pressure sounds like it's different than everything else on here.
You could tell Jermaine was all over that.
And Pressure is good. I really like the back end of it where she does all her little harmonies or whatnot.
That's been out for like a year.
I know it has. It's Good. But now listening into it in this context,
still works.
Yeah, because it does stand out for me, even though the fourth song on here. Now, I love the middle of this album. Mean Mug, Boy Bible, Lucky Day, Stop By Outside. That four right there, I was like, okay, the chemistry she has with Lucky Day.
I need them to do an EP together.
Yeah.
Woo!
They need to do an EP.
Because she was on...
she was on his.
Yeah.
The
Sessions.
The duets.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
they fit like just like my gosh.
Her, him and Yeba on the EP was crazy. But we're talking about Ari.
Does Ari have a boyfriend that we know or a lover that we know?
She wanted to date Lucky Day.
Her and Lucky Day's chemistry, my goodness. But
she was dating an old boy from one of them reality shows, I think.
Yeah. Well, let's keep it on to the music. I just love their chemistry on there.
She's single.
And so, you know, I thought that was really good. Leak It's fine with Chloe, you know. Some, you know, the, yeah, I had no problem with that. And Blocking You in Queen Space. I'm again, 12 tracks. I'm not here to belabor you all, is what she said to me. And I also gave you the ones that were, you know, a little bit different. And I got nothing against artists trying something different, you know, but that just wasn't it. That EP for me, if that would have been on here, I would have liked this a lot less. One, it would have been 16 tracks and it would have been unnecessarily just mixed in with a bunch of.
Only two that could make the cut is Queen Space and Not Settling.
Okay.
For me, yeah. From the EP, but the rest of them,
yeah.
No.
I like Blocking You. She's basically talking about blocking, you know, depression, block, not just some dude. I'm blocking all these negative things. So I've always liked that about Ari. Like my sister, my little baby sister, she loves Ari because she feels real. And I think that's, you know, Erica felt that, you know, in what, back in 97. She feels accessible. And right. A lot of people want that from their artists. Those are the artists, in my opinion, who people show up for the tours, you know, and she's one of us, you know.
It's the same case with Summer.
Yeah. But with Summer, no, you know, I'm just saying about Summer. So I'm just keep it moving with, I don't know, I just, I don't, Ari feels like she ain't going to get done by Summer. I don't want to sit up here and blame a female for being in bad relationships. I would never do that. But sometimes it's just like, why? Ari would not make an album about a dude, about, you know, a baby daddy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's where, you know.
That's not her vibe.
That's not her vibe. And so I appreciate that. Zach?
I love this album.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was really good. Like, I thought, I'm putting that up there when it comes to R&B albums. It's, for 2022, probably my top three. And then female R&B artists, it's Fightin' Raven. Like, her and Raven are the two at the top of the list. I got to go back to Raven.
See, I'm about to go back to Raven. Yeah, I'm about to
spin it back.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've been listening to this consistently since it dropped. Like, I've been really feeling this. The Erica comparison, it's there and it's real. And I think that she needs to figure it out.
It will happen after her Eat, Pray, Love journey.
I think she needs to figure out what that looks like for her. I think she's still kind of in that, like, she's always giving me, like, I was a nerd in high school and then I got to college and glue up vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Or glowed up. Glued up?
Glowed up
vibes. So, yeah, now I feel like she's in that stage of, like, that self-discovery. And I can, this album, you can hear how much, like, she was in the studio with all the people that she was talking about. Like, this sound is a lot more concise. It's a lot more, like, there's a lot more direction to it. Like, Hoodie reminds me of a lot of what she's done in the past, where it's like, it feels almost kind of freestyled, where it's just like she's just, you know, in the studio just playing around, seeing what's going to work for her.
Mm.
And this album isn't that. And that's what I think I like about it so much. It's like, there's an idea, there's a direction that is going. And I love how playful and, like, flirty and carefree Ari comes off. But I also think that for a project to really work, there needs to be some focus there. And I think that the focus was there on this project. Stop by, Boy by, That middle section of the album, Neek, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Pressure sounded a little, just slightly out of place, but, like, I still...
It was different.
It still sounds good.
Yeah.
Like, Pressure's still good. Hoodie sounds better in the flow of the album for me.
Okay.
Than just, when it's out of context, I'm not really feeling it. I thought her and Chloe sounded really good together, and Chloe got to be in her nasty bag without, like, it sounding like she was doing too much. So I was like, okay, cool. Like, mm-hmm. Chloe always sound like she just trying too hard. And I feel like this box of this song let her do her thing without being like, oh, look at me kind of thing. It's,
okay.
So, yeah, I was feeling this album. Dreamville has not missed this year. Dreamville is 4 for 4 this year. This is the year of Dreamville. So in a year where people are talking about, I can't go on my YouTube page without seeing a TDE.
Hold
is
on.
Dead.
Remind me the fourth. Cole, Jid, her, and who else?
No. Cole was last year. So Jid, Ari, Earth Gang, and then the Revenge tape.
The Revenge tape was great. You know what? I'm not feeling Earth Gang like I used to for some reason.
Earth Gang, I feel like, so for me, I like how they used to sound, but I get why it works so well for them now and why they're getting so much traction.
Okay.
They've been getting a lot of traction off of what they've been doing recently, and I can't be mad at it. So, like, when I heard their album, I was like, okay, I see it. It may not be for me, but I see it. But, yeah. Okay. Like I was saying, in a year where people are talking about TDE is dead and all this other stuff, which is foolishness. It's absolutely stupid. Like, nobody from TDE, none of the big artists from TDE has dropped in a few years.
Right. SZA and Schoolboy and
are in the tuck.
And J-Rock can drop right now. And then we're like, huh?
So, yeah. But, yeah, this album, I was really feeling it. That Erica and her collab needs to come. I don't necessarily need a bunch of music from them, but I definitely need her to sit down with Erica and to really, like, tap in and
production.
Yeah. Just figure out where, I guess, the headspace that Erica comes to a project with.
Have Erica pull out the sage and the beads and whatever, and the crystals and whatever the fuck else she pulled out.
There's just something about Erica just gets music, and I think that's the thing about her. Like, Erica's not gonna, like, spend a whole song trying to sing you, she's not trying to pull a Whitney where she's gonna sing you to death, where it's just,
it's almost like if your life was a musical, like, Erica's songs fit in those moments that I guess the appropriate song for that moment or whatever.
Yeah, it's never, Erica just is very effortless what she does. And I feel like sometimes Ari tries a little too hard. Like, for example, once again, going back to Hoodie, it felt kind of like, oh, I gotta come up with this concept of the Hoodie thing. And then, like, the queso line kills me every fucking time. I can almost see her in the fucking booth being like, spread it like some queso. Just trying to throw together the lyrics in there. And then nobody just saying anything. Yeah. But, like, the rest of this sounds like all those people who I know Jermaine, was it Brian Michael Cox?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she had a lot of people in the studio with her that we were like, oh, this is, this could be big. And you can tell because it sounds like a complete package. It doesn't sound like, you know, a bunch of songs, which I also feel like is a thing with a lot of these modern R&B girls. It's just like it's a vibe. Like, no, I need an album. And this was an album, so I love it.
All right, see? What you got for us?
I got you. Hold on. I feel like this is going to be necessary.
I'm not going to go in on it. It's okay.
Get the whole knuckle.
You're cracking your neck.
Literally.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not going to go in on it. Courtney, let's talk. Her name is Courtney, too, okay? So y'all don't be... Jesus, like, not Courtney trying to talk in third person. No, her name is Courtney. When I first heard this album, I didn't like it. I'm not going to say I didn't like it, like, oh my God, I'll never listen to this again. I'll just say that it is different from, you know, previous EPs. And that's something that we do want to see in artists, is some form of growth.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like with this project that, you know, yes, it is cohesive as far as it being an album and a body of work. But I do feel like in some aspects, the voice was lackluster in some points of the album. Mm. There were, and it's not a bad album. That's the thing. Like, I'm not here to say, like, oh, it's trash, I'm never going to listen to it. I will give it another chance to listen to it. Is it something that I will probably willingly go back and listen to it, like, when I leave here? No. I'll probably listen to Shea Butter Baby before I listen to ASL again. But I will say that I do like the confidence that she has in this album. She doesn't appear as, you know, when you hear Shea Butter Baby, it's more of like, you know, her coming into her own as far as like her independence and like, you know, getting a new apartment and just like it only being dedicated to the ladies and not to the niggas and like all this other kind of stuff. And just like, nah, this is for us. And we're just all like, fuck these niggas. Like, but in a very cool, like nerdy type of holistic way. But with ASL, it's more of like, you know what? These niggas still ain't shit, but I'm going to be sexy about it. Like, I'm going to own my confidence. And even though it's just kind of like, you know, that nigga might be a bum ass nigga, but they're not going to interrupt my queen space. They're not going to do that. They're not going to fuck that up for me. Like, oh, well, I'm going to get on these dating sites. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to go out. I'm actually going to date. I'm actually going to see what it's like. Yeah, I'm going to get my heart broken or like I might get played, but at the same time, it's just like you can see her owning up to her confidence and her level of sexy when you hear Hoodie or when you hear like Leak It. And when you hear like the middle of the album, it's like, oh, okay, all right. Like you don't seem as shy or as timid. You seem more confident. So that's what makes me like, okay, this is what is holding me on to be more intrigued. And that's what's maintaining my attention for this project. And another thing, what the project is just like, when you come out with a sophomore album, it's very hard to try to make sure that it's up to the same level as your debut album. It's either you have to surpass your debut or it can be like, oh, okay, well, it was okay. And then it's typically when you get to the third album, it's like, oh, okay, now we know you're here to stay. This is where we're going to go. And so with this one, it's not like I'm not going to give it like, oh, this is like a bad album. Okay. I'm just going to ultimately say, like, it was cool. It was cool. it's not bad, but, I mean, it's also a sophomore album and allegedly her last album. Allegedly. but I am just excited to see, or I was excited to see the growth that she did put on this second album as far as, like, coming into her own and, like, just being more sexy and more confident and stuff like that. But yeah, when I first heard it, it did not get my best. I was just kind of like, okay. Right.
Yeah. It took me two listens to warm up to it. Like the first time, like, and then granted, I was at work, I was doing stuff, but usually like, if you're going to catch me, you're going to catch me, whether I'm doing work or not. Like it's going to vibe with me and I'm like, oh shit. And it's going to make me go and sit down. So I kind of had to make my, you know what? I'm captivated for the next 40 minutes. I'm going to do nothing but listen to this. And it caught me. I'm like, all right, cool. This is cool. Like you said, it was good. Like her singing, I feel like her singing was better on this than the EP. But.
Well, yeah. And those are throwaways too.
So but yeah. But she needs somebody that can tell her no.
Yeah. And that's,
do this note. I forgot
to mention this thing about the EP. I thought the EP.
I liked it.
I thought it
I knew that not it was like be, a not like it's better than the day than the God second no. album. No. But I mean it wasn't bad. It was just like, oh, okay, this is like okay, something I can.
I went into it to. Knowing what it was. Yeah. I feel like that might
like did y'all, were y'all expecting it
to be like get ready for the album kind of thing? Or were you
Yeah.
I literally took it as a here's something to hold you over until Friday.
Yeah, it was more of a holdover than a get ready for me.
Didn't need it.
Yeah, I mean, it's unnecessary.
Because what, it was a week later, if that?
Yeah. But I would like to see if she, you know, because I know with a lot of more artists are more vocal about them being tired of the music industry and them being more vocal about wanting to quit and being done with music. And hopefully Ari isn't serious about that.
That's why we need to support these artists, people.
So it's just kind of like, you know, I am excited to see where she goes from here because she did say that the season that she is in her life currently is a new era of like her Eat, Pray, Love journey of like an awakening of a transformation of a shift. So I'm just like this. So when y'all were bringing up the Erica, I was like, this is going to be that shifting moment. The stuff that y'all are wanting her to look for, that's what's going to happen during this
time period needs that kind of artist.
But I would like to see her and Erica work together. And I would like her and Lucky to do something together. And I need her and Jasmine to do another thing together.
Yeah, that fit. Yeah. You know. So,
if anything, I think that this definitely has me excited to see more of her and hoping that this is not the end for her.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go ahead and put a cap on it. I think we said what we said. Thank you, Ari, if you're listening.
Okay.
We like this album.
It was just really weird and quiet, so I was like...
You did that clap, like, well, at the end of somebody presenting a project.
Yeah.
And it's just dead silence, and it's like, oh.
Which she did, you know. It's been reviewed. All right, let's go ahead and take one final break. And then we'll be right back after this.
Call a doctor. Diamond singing, glistening. It's an opera.
Catch me in your city.
And we're back. And we're back. That's a fact. That's a fact. All right.
Slob on my cat.
Come on.
Lick it from the back.
What else?
Put this pussy on a minute and don't get too attached.
Come on. All right. So we're back. Nice. Yeah, I'm known for my ad-libs. No, I'm not. So, guys. We recently witnessed one of our favorite young actresses or actors, you know, producer, director, somebody who's really just got their whole
mogul.
Mogul. Thank you. That's the best word.
Fucking bag.
Yo, we talking about the one and only
fucking bag.
Aqua Girl herself, Issa Rae. And you all know her, of course, from Insecure. But now she's has her whole hand in everything. And like Zach said, getting the bag everywhere. So I think she's going to survive the purge of HBO. We'll talk about that later. She has released. She is the showrunner of Rap Shit. And it just recently wrapped up with their season one.
Executively produced by the City Girls.
That's right.
Right.
Along with the other just young black writers, young, you know, just people who are, I'm glad that Issa Rae is getting out there and she's using them and their experiences. So this is a story of just the come up story of two ladies who are in the rap game down in Miami. They, of course, they have a lot of drama. You know, they have a lot of things that they have to overcome just in their lives just to make it, try to make it in this world. I think they're pretty blessed because they already had before the show, as the show started, pieces there. They knew some of the right people that could get them where they need to be, whether it be a friend that worked at Spotify, whether it be people who were already, you know, burgeoning as producers and managers. And so,
baby daddy.
Yes.
Being a producer.
Exactly. So this is the story of Shauna and Mia. And eight episodes in, you know, 30 minutes each. You know how Issa does it.
Issa gonna give you them 30 minutes. That's
right.
Not gonna go over.
Nor should she, because she packs so much in them. And you're like, dang, it's already up, you know, which I like. She has that whole feel on us with her storytelling. So when we were on here the last time, we talked about it, I believe, like maybe the first three episodes. Okay. So since then, of course, you know, all eight have aired. And I just want to know, what do you guys think about season one so far?
I'm ready for season two.
You're already ready for it?
I'm ready for season two.
It left you on a good cliffhanger?
I mean, because it's executively produced by the City Girls, like, I'm like, oh, Shauna's going to go to jail. Like, because it's loosely based off of their story. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, and JT went to jail for fraud, for credit card fraud. So it's like,
yeah,
that's exactly what the fuck she was doing.
Spoiler alert. Sorry I didn't mention it, but yeah.
But if you haven't watched it yet, that's your own fault. I mean,
hit it one more time, AJ.
Spoilers.
There you go. All right, go ahead.
Spoilers. But and I mean, if she doesn't go to jail, I think that'll be an interesting twist, but also a wake up call. But I mean, she gonna have to get locked up. So
it's gonna improve her raps. You know, jail makes raps better. That's how
jail makes raps better.
That's how they do it in the movies and TV shows.
Mm-hmm. And everybody likes Mia for her personality. It's just the same thing like Empire. Carisha. Everybody liked Carisha for her personality and how she is. So, but I'm excited to see what season two has to bring. I think what kind of had me like, oh, damn, was when they went to that party. Shauna pisses me off. And I'm really ready to see, like, her character development, like, to see how she grows. because she fucked that moment up so bad.
And for what?
And for what? No, all because she saw that one manager, Francois. Was it?
No. At the party. She saw that one guy.
When they performed.
That was like Toby's a big-time manager. And she was like.
Oh, okay.
Because he signed Toby, and that's conscious rap.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
When they did, when they performed Nan Batter.
Yeah.
That's when he was just kind of looking, and she saw his face. And then that's when she just, can I have a moment? And then they're thinking like, oh, shit. Okay, yeah, take your time, sis. Fuck it up.
Yeah.
And then she fucked it up for everybody.
But my thing is, why, like...
Because she makes it about herself.
I get it, but why do that in the face of... If it was just her, I'd be like, okay, you take that risk. But you got Mia's whole, you know...
She wasn't thinking about that.
And that's the problem for me with her, you know. Yep. She's not thinking about that. That's... But I think up until that, Mia was kind of giving that energy about the whole slap and everything. You weren't thinking that you were going to be recorded. And so I feel like both of them have their, you know, they're too hot-headed in some places.
Well, they're hot-headed, but I think Shauna's hot-headedness comes from a place of selfishness and more from a sense of, like, this is what I want. This is what I've always wanted. Like, yeah. Okay, if I get in this way, then I can be able to actually be able to come up with raps that is, like, what I actually want to do because I don't want to be this fake bitch.
Yeah.
But Mia is just, like, she's hot-headed because it's like, bitch, why the fuck you doing it? No, bitch, I'm going to slap the fuck out of you. Like, that's just the 305 in her.
She is, and you know what, as you say that, I think what's going to come to a head before her maturation, like, are you better than me? Cause that's what it.
That's where I was gonna go. Yeah. Like,
but that's even what Mia's friend said.
When they did, somebody was talking to them, and they were like, Shauna was like, "Yeah, you know, I'm the pin behind everything."
Yeah. I thought that was gonna mess it up.
She just gives the aesthetic, and I'm like,
she's the aesthetic. I was just like, that's not a good look, Shauna. It's not a good look,
Shauna. You right beside Mia, but we can see her face, but you can't, cause she did a like.
Like, nigga, what? Like, you don't write my shit? Like,
right. Nan Batter was her song.
Exactly. Yeah,
she came to her with Nan Batter.
She was like, I wrote a song. If you don't like it, it's okay. Like,
and then
didn't she write Seducing Scheme too, basically?
Shauna did it. Shauna did it in the car when they were lit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right.
Mia was just doing the ad libs, like to hype her up.
Okay.
And then she wrote Mia's verse for it. But Nan Batter, that's when Mia was like, I write a song.
I was like, y'all can't say Nan? Y'all like, you know where this is from. Like, mm-hmm. Can y'all just it was like we can't say, you know, Trick or you know, dang, Diamond Princess. What's her name?
Shit.
Trina, thank you. Trina? Couldn't think of Trina's. I'm sorry, Trina, if you're listening.
What? Gross. If Trina is listening to us, we need to have a conversation, Trina.
I don't like how the season ended. I don't like how the season ended. I didn't like it.
I liked how it ended because it was just like, okay. But at the same time, like, I think there's going to be problems on tour. If Shauna does not get arrested, there's going to be problems on tour. Because Mia and Raina Rain are going to make a song together. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Ew.
They're going to make a song together. Because I was seeing their vibe and how they were clicking. And she's like, bitch, I love you. And I'm just like,
ooh.
I said, ooh, okay, yeah.
But see, Mia knows how to play. Yo, this is a business.
Yeah, and she
can get caught up real easy, though.
Yeah. She can.
Because, like, I mean, the thing was.
Yeah,
the old boy that was she got 40 G's in the last episode.
Like, just here. It's like, what the fuck? Who does that?
She thinks she's good at playing the game, but she's really not.
She's like, not.
Like, Shauna is honestly she's literally the scammer.
She is a scammer, yeah.
So, like, she thinks she's the scheme of the seducer scheme.
But she's not.
She's not, like.
She plays with her heart, and
she has her heart on her sleeve.
She does, and she, more importantly, she got a little baby girl. For me, that's the part that's just like, ma'am. Now again, she's feeding that baby girl, housing that baby girl, clothing, you know, and thank goodness she has her mama there to help. You know her and her mama's relationship.
Her mom is horrible.
I get it, but at the same time, it's just like, you can't be out here reckless like that with a little daughter.
She's a reflection of her mom, and
And I think that's the
she knows that too.
Yeah, and I think that that's what they're kind of playing on with her character is that like she's trying to not be her mom, but in the process doing all the things that she does. So like when she when it came to a head towards the end of her like snapping at her daughter.
Yeah.
But like throughout the show you see instances of her like, you know, being like, what you want? Like like she's
bothering her.
And
then realizing like, oh shit, my bad.
Yeah, but sorry. That last one it was just like it was like no matter how much, you know, I'm sorry, baby, that you do after that, that's going to be something that sticks.
Child.
Yeah. And I think it all comes down to
the dad thing. That's going to be traumatizing.
It just comes down to, you know, struggle. And I think
absolutely
just, you know, so it's hard. You trying to make it. And Miami's probably not the cheapest city. So you have to live in that. Because I'm like, I couldn't imagine, you know, living in some of these places.
To be their manager.
No, no one does.
I don't.
Because like, Duke
I know Mia is trying to like ride for her.
I like Duke.
As their manager, no, we don't.
No, and not as a manager, but I think
as a character, yes.
Yeah.
But as a manager, absolutely the fuck not.
I think
Duke's mouth is going
to
get
it's
Duke's
gonna be a role that she's going to have to play, and there's going to be a point in the show where she's either going to become like she's going to have that character development. Or she's just going to be...
Like, she's going to cost them everything because she's going to feel jaded, which she probably does. Or, you know...
She'll feel like she...
That fucking out. Investment on that party and all them hoes ain't get paid.
Yeah, you know.
But she was playing a game with that, though.
She
they
was.
They didn't know until, like, old dude ruined it.
Because she's trying to play the game, but she don't... She want to play it like a nigga, and that's the problem. Like
the way she came up...
try to act like a nigga, you still not a nigga. So,
the way she came up to Timbaland told me everything I needed to know about her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was just like, ew. Like, and everybody else, like, you doing them the most. Like, calm down. You seem thirsty. Like, come on. Yeah. And then you didn't get the memo that, you know...
Everybody went to school with a Duke. Like, I know who the Duke is from my school. So, like, it's just in the back of my head every time I see
but
her.
But when you come, I guess, I know that personality, too. It's all right in the 20s, but where's that cutoff? Like, okay, yo, you, come on.
I need to get my shit together.
Yeah. I don't know, but.
Yeah, she needs to focus that somewhere, and I feel like there would be something there, and I'd hope that there's character development and not just.
Now she has streams of wealth.
I feel like that's something that Issa does very well is just like
development,
spreading that development around to everybody, and not just being like, all right, the main character or characters are leaving everybody behind. Like no, everybody eats.
It's probably like a Molly moment.
Yeah,
everybody ain't like Molly in the beginning because of how she was, and then towards the end, it was like, wow, damn, you done came a long fucking way.
Yeah, that's what I said about the show. I don't know if we. Said it on the. I know we did the podcast when the first episode came out, I think, but like we're following the Molly of this story this time. Like Shauna is definitely more Molly than Issa, so it's like you're seeing everything we saw with Molly just want everything to be Molly centric.
Yeah. I hope we don't see that boyfriend no more.
Who? Oh, we will.
The dork in New York.
Yeah,
Cliff. I think
no Obama.
Yeah. No, I don't want to see him.
No, of course you're going to see him.
That's why I was fucking her anyway.
Because you got to have that drama there. You know, it ain't just her coworker, but Maurice and fellow scammer. It has to be, he has to come back
this,
there.
This is another thing I need to say to Shauna. Leave these niggas alone. Leave these niggas alone. You too busy worried about if it's. I think that's what pisses me off so much about Shauna. It's like, bitch, you just mad you're not getting the attention you want. That's
she wants
all
somebody
it.
Like her.
She wants to be liked. She wants the attention drawn on her. And I get the hunger of being a creative and just wanting your moment. I get that, especially when you're so passionate about it and you want it so bad, and it's not coming for you, but it's coming towards these other people that can half-ass do shit. I get it, but these Maurice don't give a fuck about you. He literally gave you a phone so you could have consistent dick appointments. Like, this nigga do not give a fuck about you at all. But you over here trying to make it seem like...
You don't think Maurice care about her?
Not in the sense that she wants him to.
Okay.
I don't think
it's that deep for her with him.
That's my thing. I think it's vice versa.
I think he's been on the chase for her for forever. And she's just out here, you know, like on the rebound, trying to do her whole find herself thing, which she's using him in the process.
He was rebounding. He was 100%.
Of course he was rebound dick. Like, I knew what she was doing in that sense. That's why I was like, ooh, I like this, because this is like, girl, just go ahead. Have fun.
And then I don't think that, after she fucked him, that it was like a thing of like, oh, nah, I like him. I think it's a thing of like, where the fuck you at? I put you on the roster and now you're not here when I make that call.
Right. Whereas the thing is different from Maurice, because what I remember is that first time when she's in his room, mm-hmm. and he's kind of like, so, what you doing, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, I think it's reverse. I think Maurice likes her.
I don't think. Because when she was in his room, because he was scamming, he had all them fucking laptops and was handling all that stuff. And, you know, she was holding the money and, like, posting it on her story, like, after a day of seducing and scheming, whatever, whatever. Like, oh, okay, you could put up a front, like, oh, yeah, cool, whatever, but you really are scheming. But at the same time, what's the nigga's name?
She wanted him to be jealous.
Francois. So that's what I'm talking about. Like, he don't give a fuck that much to be doing all that. Like, he gives her the attention she wants in a sense of, like, being willing to record and do all that.
Ain't that indicting her, though?
I don't think for her that's about him. I think it's about, like, oh, for her, everything revolves around her. So if somebody's not catering to that. But if she didn't care,
why would she invite him to the show? And then get in her feelings when he playfully said, oh, can I bring a plus one?
It's her new plaything.
I think she like him.
I think she thinks she like him. Put it that way. But then she's really just likes the idea of having
a nigga.
Around. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's more invested than she is. That's what I would say.
Absolutely.
The fact that she's like, let's do one more scam or whatnot. He did that because she asked. Why take the risk? And he gets arrested first. So, like, you know. And he gives her the heads up, like, you know, I mean, she ain't going to run, you know, they know where she worked. She should have probably took that as a hint to not come to work. I don't know. But
yeah, he don't seem pressed about her either. That's the thing for me. Like, it seems very much like all right, cool.
I'm here if you need me, yeah.
Like, all right, that's what's up. But it's not like a matter of like, oh, Shauna,
Now, I forgot to ask y'all something, because this show has a lot more danger and peril and violence, potentially, just with the characters we see. Somebody going to die in season 2? I think Duke is going to die. I'm just sorry.
Uncle's going to beat the shit out of her?
That, or just getting caught up, because she's hands too in many places.
I don't think Duke's going to die. I think she'll get fucked up, but okay. I don't think she's going to die.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. If you don't think gonna die. If somebody were to die, okay. it probably would be the Duke, though.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I was gonna say her uncle, but okay.
Well, yeah.
I mean, like, do we care that he dies?
I just thought about Mia's baby daddy. I could see him that being something that rattles her.
That would be tragic.
It would be
because of that nigga that she messing with that gave her 40 G's.
Of the characters that I'm fucking with, he's probably
He's
pretty high up there for me.
Yep.
Like yeah, you. They did. You a little ain't shit, but you're not as ain't shit as the rest of these niggas.
Yeah.
Like, Shauna ain't shit. Mia be teetering for me sometimes.
Yeah. All right. Well, y'all, and by y'all, I mean Issa, please don't have us waiting too long. I know you have to get in where you fit in. I guess they're shooting. AJ said they're shooting right now.
Yeah, because as soon as the premiere, like the night of the...
I was saying Bel Air 2. Bel Air season 2, they're already shooting.
Yeah, you said Bel Air season 2?
Yeah.
Oh, we ain't talking about them. Yeah, no, that was no shade to Bel Air, but yeah. I can't... My thing is... Oh, yeah, that's what I mentioned earlier. Do you think she survives? Issa survives, you know, the purge of...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Of course. She got a bag.
Okay. She's the moneymaker.
Okay.
She's 50 Cent on.
There's a lot of shows that are moneymakers.
Abbott Elementary premieres next week.
Yes.
You want to talk about a real moneymaker, because the moneymakers are the ones where the ads like, oh yeah, we want to place this in between, you know, but you ain't got that with HBO Max. So I always wonder, what is the determinant to keeping a show?
They'll throw an ad at the beginning of some stuff.
True.
Or you can skip it.
Yeah, it's a skippable ad, but it's...
But it's ads revolving around one of their shows. It's not necessarily a...
Yeah.
This is a Coca-Cola.
Self-contained.
All I'm saying is just that a lot of people were scared about how they were going, but this merger, how it was going to work. And so, I don't know.
It should be. It's scary.
Yeah.
It's some niggas that shows they've been working to get on TV for years, and it's HBO exclusive,
mm-hmm.
and they think they made it, and now their shows are canceled. And put, and not even just canceled. It's not on the service at all. Yeah. Like, it's gone. There's no way that anyone can access their content that they spent years and years working on.
So it was a waste of money, and HBO wouldn't release it to another network.
I don't know.
Yeah. They may put it, let it be on Netflix.
It's gonna be in hell. It's gonna they're gonna
yeah, production.
They're
hell.
Gonna put it in the show. They're gonna go to the streaming game has made it where nobody's in the business of being friendly.
Yeah,
like that's why the whole Daredevil universe of Netflix being transferred to Disney Plus is a big deal, because yeah. It's like, oh, you're like, y'all are letting something this big go.
Yeah. R.I.P. Batgirl.
R.I.P. Batgirl.
Yeah.
Fuck them for doing that. Like, yeah. Honestly.
Well, on that note, that's the end of the show, guys.
Watch Barbarian. It's in theaters.
Oh, somebody told me it was good. I need to watch it. Yeah. Basically, Airbnb stuff. But yeah, see, tell us where.
Jesus.
They can find us.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this podcast and want to check out our previous shows, be sure to check us out on The Listening Party Pod on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and wherever other podcasts are played. Be sure to leave us a 5-star review so we can also be recommended in all of your friends, your family, acquaintances, or whoever, so we can just pop up so we can be recommended to be listened to on their podcast recommendations as well. If you're interested in being a part of the show or being a guest, be sure to send us a message on our Instagram at The Listening Party Pod, and we'll be able to get something set up so you can be a guest on the show and give us, you know, your take on the
musical bops landscape.
Or knobs or on a musical landscape. But thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.
Peace.